Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County School Board approves major pay raises, budget increase. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County School District No. 1 Board of Trustees has unanimously approved a new pay and benefits package for the 2026-27 school year, along with a preliminary budget and proposed changes to public comment rules. According to County 17, teachers in the district will receive a $6,500 increase to the base salary, pushing average teacher pay from about $71,900 to more than $78,000 a year. Most certified and classified staff will see an average pay increase of more than 11%, while administrators will receive a 5% raise. Employee health insurance costs will increase nearly 8% beginning September 1st, though district officials say part of that increase will be offset through wellness discounts and reserve funds. Retirement contribution rates for both employees and the district will also rise slightly. Trustees also approved a preliminary $177 million budget for the coming school year. District officials say that includes roughly $127 million in state funding tied to transportation and the construction of the new high school. The state will also pay off about $11 million in existing bus leases this year. Board Chair Lisa Durgan additionally proposed a July workshop focused on leadership and meeting procedures, along with new public comment rules requiring speakers to sign up before meetings begin. During public comment, Gillette resident Laura Cox raised concerns the changes could limit spontaneous feedback from the community. Gray pushes review of Fremont County districts after Supreme Court ruling. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray is urging Governor Mark Gordon and the Fremont County Commission to review local election district boundaries following a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on racial gerrymandering. According to Wildfile, Gray says Wyoming's House District 33, which covers part of Fremont County and communities on the Wind River Reservation, may need to be examined to ensure it complies with the court's decision in Louisiana versus Calais. The ruling narrowed how race can be used when drawing political districts. But local leaders appear skeptical about making changes this close to the 2026 primary election. Fremont County Commissioner Michael Jones called the timing political, while Senator Cale Case said there's little appetite in Cheyenne or Fremont County to redraw maps during an active election cycle. District 33 includes Fort Washakie, Athete, and Arapaho, along with several rural non-tribal communities. Case argued the district reflects a community of interest tied to tribal governance and regional identity, not simply race. Governor Gordon's office says he's reviewing Gray's request and consulting with the Wyoming Attorney General's office. Meanwhile, the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee is expected to discuss the issue during meetings next week in Lander. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.